With your latest news, I'm Kirstie Fuller. The investigation continues after the sudden death of a 36-year-old in West Bay earlier this month. Police have identified the man who passed on December 23rd as Anthony Rivers. As officers investigate his death, they're asking for your help. If you have any information related to Mr. Rivers' passing, you're encouraged to call 949-4222. Cayman mourns the loss of a seafaring icon. As Radio Cayman's Dion Englund reports, Captain Paul Hurlston recently passed at the age of 94.
Just 11 months ago, Captain Paul Hurlston crossed the National Heroes Day stage to receive the Companion of the Order of the Cayman Islands, recognizing decades at sea and years overseeing Georgetown Harbor. For much of his working life, navigation here meant simple tools and a great deal of nerve.
This is for the horizon. That's about all we had. We had no radio, no nothing. It was just pure instinct and good luck, I guess.
He went on to command deep sea vessels and later serve as port director, becoming a key voice on how Cayman manages tankers, fuel ships, and cruise tenders in and out of its main harbor. For many Caymanians, that legacy now lives not just in the honors after his name, but in the way his stories still explain how these islands first learned to read the sea. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Englund.
In other news, Cayman recorded a strong tourism performance in November, welcoming more than 37,000 people, a 7.5% increase. As Radio Cayman's Jebby Ebanks reports, total year-on-year arrivals for the month grew nearly 5%.
Canada was the standout market, delivering a 16% rise and setting its fourth monthly record for the year. Expanded capacity from Air Canada and WestJet, alongside the debut of Porter Airlines routes from Toronto and Ottawa, fueled the surge. The United States remained a reliable performer with arrivals up 7%, supported by improved connectivity, including American Airlines' overnight Miami service. The UK and Ireland posted a 2.5% increase year-to-date, though continental Europe declined by 8%. Latin America saw a modest 2.1% rise. Cruise tourism added 7,778 visitors in November, with new calls from Virgin Voyages and Celebrity Cruises. The Celebrity Excel also hosted a cultural marketplace featuring Caymanian artisans. Tourism accommodation tax revenues reflected this growth, rising nearly 7% year-on-year to $38.2 million. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
You can find the full breakdown at ourcayman.ky. And the Civil Aviation Authority has a heads up for airlines and operators flying into Cayman. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles explains.
The authority says updated procedures for operating permits are already in force, and foreign carriers now have to use a single consolidated application for all commercial services into the islands, including ad hoc and blanket permits, with dangerous goods details built into the form and a requirement to spell out which legs are carrying passengers. Regulators are also reminding operators that long-standing pilot age limits still apply on international flights, and that fractional ownership services must either hold a CAACI operating permit or be covered and reported under a verification letter. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstie Fuller.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Thailand has released 18 Cambodian soldiers who were captured in July during deadly border clashes. Their release was one of the conditions of the ceasefire agreement. Their captivity had inflamed sentiments in Cambodia. The European Union has said that a new ban by Israel on 37 aid groups working in Gaza and the West Bank would prevent life-saving assistance from reaching Palestinians. Israel said the groups had failed to provide personal details of their employees. Tens of thousands of app-based delivery workers in India are holding a day-long strike demanding better pay and conditions. The workers say they should be given a minimum monthly salary and insurance. Taiwan's Coast Guard has said Chinese warships are moving away from waters around Taiwan. It's added that military exercises that started on Monday should now be over. The Ukrainian authorities say Russia launched an overnight drone attack on Odessa, damaging residential buildings and leaving parts of the Black Sea port city without power. Queen Camilla has publicly shared her experience of suffering an attempted indecent assault as a teenager. In a BBC discussion on violence against women, the Queen said she had been targeted on a train and had fought back. BBC News.